This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Urban self-defense, that is a highly specialized field in that it has to be done clandestinely. Anybody that's a concealed carrier in an urban area actually pulls off quite a few things during the course of their day if they're carrying everything they probably should carry in the event of a bad moment. And there is no other urban self-defense instructor I know that operates in a more dangerous area than my next guest and my old friend. His name is Rick Ector. He's from Rick's Firearms Academy. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening. Thanks for having me on the show. It is always truly a privilege and an honor to be here.
Well, it's my privilege and honor to have you on. Now, we discussed what we were going to talk about and everything. For you get a lot of greenhorns, if you will, a lot of people coming in that have never carried a gun or anything else. What is the, for somebody that grows up in an urban area, how much of a learning curve is this for them to become an effective concealed carrier?
Well, actually, it's not really that steep of a learning curve. I think for many greenhorns or beginners, you know, just getting over that initial inertia to get into motion and actually do something is the biggest thing. You know, actually pushing the button to actually enroll for the class and show up. Now, granted, they're going to be inundated with a lot of information that they never knew existed with regards to legislation, safety rules, rules for using and storing a gun and the like, but you know, for someone that's new to guns, getting introduced to them, it's not, extraordinarily difficult. I mean, all the concepts are readily explainable and understood by most adults of average intelligence. So it's not rocket science. It's just getting over that initial inertia and getting into the class.
Right. Now, in addition to the ones that try to get over the initial inertia, there's some that may not have the means or some of this stuff. So in addition to the ones that come to you that do push that button and do come to the class, you also have gone out and, you train them, you find them, you train them, you arm them, you get them their own bullets, you get them everything, and then you train them for free.
Well, you know, the huge focus of that program, that's my annual women's firearm training event. You know, when you look at the demographics and you look at where the market's heading, you know, it's definitely geared towards women. But it's a trend that I was ahead of, actually, by about 7 years or so. I had saw this published news report of this woman whose body was the woman was killed and her body was just casually discarded in the street as an afterthought, man. And I felt that someone should do something about that. And as I thought about it over and over again, I said, well, hey, why don't I do something? So I put together a free event that first year. You know, I took care of the range rental, the ammunition cost, training, had instructors volunteer their time. And you know what? 50 women took me up on it. And I was a little disheartened, man, because I was expecting to do at least a couple hundred. You know, free means free. But, you know, there was some skepticism there because, you know, we've all been let down by offers of something free. There's always a catch, you know, behind right. certain propositions that people get. But it really was free, and this thing has really taken on a life of its own. So much so that with the help of like 50 firearms instructors helping me out, in one day we gave 700 women a free shooting lesson.
Wow. How many?
700, man.
So you had 50 instructors, so each one had more than 100 coming through their firing line.
Well, in a matter of speaking,
no, not more than 100. No, not more than 100. More like 15. They had 15 women. You had them 15 deep, lined up 50 wide, or something like that.
Well, initially, you know, that first event where I only had 50 women, it was kind of a mass show up, and we'll kind of figure it out, you know, as we go along. But as the event has grown, it's forced me to be a little more organized, and the process has morphed to the current system that I created, which is to schedule women to show up in different time scheduled waves, and already have, you know, instructors on deck with backup instructors and rain safety officers. So they come in, they get a rain safety briefing. They talk fundamentals of safety. We have some giveaways, and we have some free raffles, and then we train them, and then we, you know, T-shirts, and then we push them out the door, and the next wave of students come in. So it's quite the process, man. It practically runs itself, you know, in its seventh iteration. But, you know, I'm trying bigger and better things, and I was disappointed that I didn't hit 800 this year, but I'm going to crack 1,000. I just don't know when, you know. I just want to get it. That's my number. I want to get it. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it happen.
Where do you put everybody? I mean, do you have like a mash set up outside for the anybody getting hurt, and like a food tent? And I mean that's almost a concert.
Well, it's a very large range, you know, first and foremost, and we get them all in the building, and there's a really large classroom, and there's one major classroom area where we give them a big giant lecture. And we do all the giveaways and the promos and stuff, and then we line them up and start sending them over into the booth. You know, it's a limited shooting experience. They're only going to shoot 22 rounds per person, you know, so it's not, you know, a great big, you know, thing in terms of time. But you know what? We take safety very seriously. They have their range safety briefing. They're one-on-one with a firearms instructor. For many of them, it's their first experience. You know, free is that magic word that, you know, overcomes most forms of resistance. We get them in there, we get them processed, we train them, and we oversee them every step of the way, and then we graciously guide them out the door and usher in a brand new wave of students for the next shift.
Indeed. Indeed.
It's a sight to behold, man. It's like machinery. It works in perfect precision.
I can only imagine like the PA set you'd have to have for everybody to hear you, because you can only, are you only doing like the safety briefing once?
The safety briefing is once.
Okay. So, yeah, this is probably like a main, okay, on the main stage over here is Rick Ector, and he's going to give you your safety
briefing. Pretty much, you know, and I've even had prized firearms trainers do it. She's a woman that I trained to get her concealed carry license like 6-7 years ago, and she stayed at it, and she's picked up additional credentials, and I just let her be the face of the event, you know, for a bunch of women coming in, you know, and to have a woman leading the event up front and actually doing the briefing, you know, I thought was rather, you know, apt. And it works, man, and people are comfortable and they're confident. And safety is built into the process with redundancies. And you know what? We haven't had any unfortunate incidents.
Let me get you to hold an unfortunate incident. We're coming up on the break.
Not even. None. Not even a scratch thumb because they didn't put it on the same side as the other one.
Okay. Oh, we're headed into the break. Hang on for me. Talking urban self-defense with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rick Echter from Rick's Firearms Academy, and he is a you basically got jacked. That's how you decided that you were going to start carrying a gun, right? Somebody stuck a gun in your face.
Yeah, it was a very disconcerting experience, man. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but you know it happened. You know, I was coming home. It wasn't even late coming home, you know, after dark, and we're rapidly approaching that time of the year where in some places it gets dark about like 4:35 o'clock in the evening. And man, I was touching around in the garage, you know, rearranging things, you know, listening to the car radio as I, you know, got some things in order and some music going, and kind of lost, you know, track of time, but you know, I guess it's no different than anybody else. You make it home, you make it to your property, you kind of put your guard down and you think, you know, you're sliding into home, you know, during the baseball game that you're safe.
Right.
And as I exited the garage, man, there were two guys standing there with guns that announced a robbery, and they proceeded to rob me at gunpoint in my own backyard. It's the most amazing story.
Well, it's definitely a story. I don't know that I'd sit back and go, man, that's amazing. I wouldn't be.
Let me tell you, it was surreal, man. You know, all the things that you tell people about when they go through, you know, a concealed carry class about how, you know, it seems like things slow down and your senses, you know, get a little warped and tunnel vision and you don't hear so good. It was surreal, man. But, you know, luckily I made it through and I decided in earnest to, make some changes, you know, and, haven't looked back, armed myself, got a concealed carry license, trained, read everything I could get my hands on, became a trainer myself and decided to, you know, pay it forward. And it's only with, you know, the program we talked about in the last segment that I've been able to really, you know, carry this thing forward, gun ownership, and give back to the community and help empower women.
The, you know, and let's also make sure that we point this out. Like myself, like when I got into radio, I'd been in the route delivery business for 20 years, and prior to that, I was in the military. So, Rick, you were raised in the auto industry, and you went from being in the auto industry to being a self-defense, armed self-defense instructor. How weird was that?
Well, you know, a lot of it, you know, was attributed to my upbringing. You know, my mom, she worked in the auto industry, and you know, that was, you know, probably not the easiest job for a woman to do, but she made it happen. And the thing she really drilled into me at an early age was that, you know, working in a factory probably wasn't the best career for me, you know, and to focus on education and going to college. And I took that to heart. However, you know, I graduated, you know, and made my way into the job market and worked for, you know, one of the members of the then so-called Big Three, and I was living life as a computer systems analyst, you know, far from working on the assembly line as my mom had done. But, you know, and you just live your life, man, until, you know, the unexpected happens, you know, and it's no different than any other story you probably heard. Life was just normal until something happened, and then everything changed. And that's how it worked out for me, man. I got robbed in my own backyard. But as they say, the rest is history. It was a very pivotal moment for me. It put me on a different path, that is for sure. I never imagined when I was in high school and when I was in college, and certainly my early years in corporate America, that I would one day be a firearms instructor, firearms trainer, and gun rights advocate. It's kind of like Alice in Wonderland, you know. I went down that rabbit hole, and lo and behold, this is where I ended up.
Yeah. Well, this is it's you know, my father calls me a late bloomer. And I think it's probably better for us to be a little more mature and handle the stuff we get when it's handed to us, and when we come to that realization of, wow, I finally figured out what I meant to do, and I'm how old?
Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, a lot of times you don't know what you want to be or what career path you want to take. You know, it's like it depends on a lot of things that happen. Sometimes there are chance meetings you happen with people, or you come into contact with an idea, you read a book, or maybe there's a mentor, or there's someone that has meaning in your life, puts you on a different track, man. But mine was just a garden variety, gun in the face in my backyard experience that changed my life, really. And in a really weird sense, man, and I hope I don't, you know, sound crazy or anything, but it gave me a greater sense of purpose, and it put me on a path where I actually feel like I'm making a difference. And more than anything, that's what I get out of what I do. I feel like I'm making a difference in the lives of people that I come into contact with.
Right. Well, yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, I can't think of anybody else who does what you do to the degree that you do it for as long as you've been doing it. So yeah, to that. And before we go to break, one thing, what carry gun do you use?
Oh man, it depends, you know, but, you know, Smith & Wesson, you know, 9mm is my caliber of choice.
Which you've always been Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, I've always been, you know, and I don't have any reason to change, you know, but, you know, if there's someone out there that wants to change my mind and send me something to let me think about, you know, I'll give it a good chance. I'll run it through his paces, run it through his forces. But, you know, I've been a Smith & Wesson guy for the longest, man, and it's been working for me, and I enjoy it.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm saying that is because I admire somebody that can find the one gun that works for them and then just simply stick to it. I can't do it.
There's a shortage of people that have their own particular gun, own particular brand.
Before we go to break, though, we'll talk about that in the next segment. But before we go to break, how do they find you and what you do?
Ah, man, easy. Go to your favorite web browser. Go to Google. Type in Rick, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R, or type in Detroit CCW with no spaces. That'll be my username on all my social media platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and you name it.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called the potential explosive devices that were delivered to high-profile Democratic figures and the CNN studios in New York despicable acts, and said the full force of the U.S. government was conducting a major federal investigation. The president also said,
"This egregious conduct is abhorrent to everything we hold dear and sacred as Americans. We're extremely angry, upset, unhappy about what we witnessed this morning, and we will get to the bottom of it."
Police say two people have been killed in a shooting at a grocery store on the outskirts of Louisville, Kentucky. Police Chief Sam Rogers told reporters that the suspect entered the store, encountered a man, fired multiple shots at him, and left. The suspect then encountered a woman in the parking lot and shot her as well. Both victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Rogers couldn't speak to a motive, and the shootings appear to be random. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy. We were talking about how I admire people that, go with the one gun and just stick with the one gun. Me not being one of them.
Right.
Now, let's talk about what you think the tools are of the modern urban concealed carrier.
Well,
so when somebody comes to you, well, okay, what does Rick Ector carry every day? Everything that has to do with your self-defense kit.
The ubiquitous EDC, right? Everyday carry, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I carry the gun, right? And the gun will mandate that if you are serious and safe, you'll definitely have a holster. And, you know, where exactly you carry your holster, that's up for a lot of debate. You know, the one safety tool that I definitely carry every day, and I'm sure most other people do, but they don't view it as a safety tool. You definitely want to have a cell phone on hand, you know, just in case you do have to use your firearm, you at least have the tools to, you know, alert the authorities, or instead of directly alerting the authorities, you may also want to have at your disposal another tool, which would be a membership in some type of defense plan. You know, should you be involved in a shooting, you know, there's a myriad of firms out there that will handle in some way or another, you know, the facilitation of presenting your defense if the local jurisdiction, you know, is looking to prosecute you or investigate you. You know, that's something that you definitely should not leave outside the home with your gun. Also, you know, something I would also recommend, you know, despite, you know, some of the evidence I've seen lately, the data from the so-called experts are that, you know, most gunfights or most firearm defenses, you know, will not require, you know, a spare magazine, you know, and of course its companion magazine holster. But you know what? I'd rather have too much than too little. And I would definitely recommend, you know, carrying a spare mag along with the magazine holder. You know, for the longest time, I've also carried the ultimate accessory, right? And it really makes my students laugh in class when I talk about the ultimate accessory. My okay. ultimate accessory for many years has always been a second handgun. So I've kind of gotten away from carrying two guns. I don't carry two guns as often as I used to, but I do so from time to time. You know, it's one of those things that I kind of got into when I was really delving into root cause analysis, you know, failure mode, error analysis. You know, that's that fancy, you know, engineering term that they use where you describe, you know, all the things that could go wrong and, well, what are you going to do when those things do go wrong? And the solution to a lot of potential things that go wrong is, hey, another handgun, right?
Right.
I kind of gotten away from that, but you know what? I will never talk anyone out of doing it, you know, because it's worked for me for so many years.
Well, I've heard some people say that the good part of carrying another handgun is if you had to, you could arm somebody else, but then unless it's somebody you know, like if, you know, if I'm out and I've got two and you've got none and I'm with you, okay, I got no problem handing you one.
Yeah, you know, and that's making a couple of assumptions. That's making the assumption that the person that you're with actually has some basic rudimentary knowledge of firearm operation and safety and you know, and some decent skill in marksmanship.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily say that that's a tool or knowledge that is handed down from generation to generation as it has been done, you know, in many years before. You know, we're talking about going back to the 60s, 70s, and maybe even as late as the 80s, where that there was this passage of gun knowledge that was actually performed in the home.
Right.
And by the time that most, you know, people were of age and were in high school, were already proficient shooters. I don't think that that day still exists. You know, I hope that one day we transition back to that type of family learning and family training. But you know what? It's still early. We can still make that happen.
Yeah. We'll have to have a talk about that another day on that part. Now, to your point about spare ammunition, we haven't seen one of these here in the United States yet, but you know, a couple of things that come to mind is like the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya,
mm-hmm.
when everybody responding initially were civilians.
Right.
And some of these guys went there, and, you know, most of them carried semi-automatic CZs. And, but a lot of them did not carry a spare magazine. So going into a gunfight that might be a pitched, as in, okay, it's not going to be over within 3 seconds. It's going to be a few minutes. And that's where I carry at least two spare magazines with me every time I go out.
You know, and I will never tell someone they're wrong for all the precautions that they're taking that they imagine. You know, I just look at it from the standpoint of, hopefully that if I am in an area in which something does happen, you know, and I'm forced to use my gun, you know, that I have enough on hand, you know, to at least defend myself and depending on the circumstances, to at least afford me an opportunity to make a hasty exit while, you know, the local authorities can respond to the scene.
Yeah.
You know, there's a ton of scenarios that exist out there, man. And you know what? You may not always be in a situation in which you can resolve that incident yourself. You know, you may have to just do with getting yourself to safety, and a gun definitely will facilitate that.
Yeah. The other thing, now you were talking about, we got, we got about a minute and a half, so let's see if we can do this in 90 seconds. Do you want to recommend a legal services company out there? I know you do. So which one would you recommend?
Well, you know, there's quite a few that are out there, and, you know, all of them do not operate equally. You know, a lot of them, it's kind of a, you know, you sign up, and if you're involved in some type of an incident, what typically will happen is they'll give you some startup seed money where they'll say, hey, this should be enough to retain a criminal defense attorney. And whatever the eventual cost accrue to, that if you win your criminal defense case, if you are indeed charged, we'll reimburse you, you know, upon your acquittal. And that is not, you know, an optimal situation. There's one company that operates here in Michigan, and they have quite a large network across the country. And if this is something that may be of interest to you, I would strongly recommend who I'm with, Firearms Legal Protection. And their rates are, you know, very affordable. And the list of features of the plan, you know, make it a no-brainer. I would tell people if they're interested to look them up on the internet at Firearms Legal. Check them out and give them a fair hearing. I believe that they'll be satisfied. And by the way, I don't make anything as a referral for people who hear my voice and go up and sign up. It's for you to protect yourself after you shot someone.
All right. We'll be right back talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Play.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Echter from Rick's Firearms Academy. Urban self-defense specialist. Now, urban self-defense is primarily going to be handguns, right?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, a handgun is primarily what's going to be the tool of choice. I mean, when you look at the broad range of environments in which a self-defense, you know, scenario can play out, you're probably going to be in an environment where a handgun is what you're going to want. You know, if you're, I guess, fortunate or unfortunate, depending how you want to characterize it, you know, if you happen to be at home, then we can start talking about something a little more advanced, you know, something like a 12-gauge shotgun, which would be, you know, my first go-to home defense firearm. But pretty much as you look through all of the various different scenarios that could play out, being proficient and capable with a handgun is probably your best overall option.
For somebody that is trying to train with a handgun, how often should they practice, besides as often as they can?
You know, that's a question that frequently comes up during the class. And, you know, you really can never train too much. You definitely want to do something on an ongoing basis. What then becomes practical? If you're not into reloading, that is actually taking your spent ammunition cases and reconditioning them and putting in new primers, measuring gunpowder, and buying bullets from the internet and setting them at the proper depth and all that other esoteric knowledge that's beyond the average beginner, you know, you probably, you know, want to do something, you know, along the lines of once a month, at least at a minimum. Ammunition is expensive, you know, it can cost quite a bit. And if you're shooting a lot, you know, it adds up. And especially if you're doing more than just 50 rounds, you know, 50 rounds to some people I talk to, that's just a warm-up routine. But I say at the bare minimum, 50 rounds of ammo. And if you really start doing it on an accelerated, elevated basis, start looking into reloading and what your learning curve will be to get to the point where you're shooting that much.
Yeah. My uncle was a world title holder in silhouette shooting, and he got to that point where he was literally had tens of thousands of rounds on hand that he would reload. And then he would go out and shoot them, and then he'd reload them again. And I understand exactly what you're saying. So.
And you know, and I totally get it, you know, and it all depends on the environment. I would imagine that a fair amount of your listeners are in urban or suburban environments, and, you know, it's not so easy, you know, to shoot on your own property. You know, you have to actually go to a gun range. But I imagine there's a fair amount of your listenership that is in some of these rural, non-urban, non-suburban environments where they can actually shoot on their property,
right,
which would be a great savings with regards to, you know, not having to pay range shooting fees. A lot of people, when I talk to them about shooting and I bring up range shooting fees, their eyes kind of gloss over. And they're like, what are you talking about? I just go in the backyard and put up a few targets and have at it. And I'm like, okay, it's not so easy, you know, and say, an area like Detroit, you know, we can't just go shooting in the backyard. You know, there's probably a few knuckleheads that are doing it anyway, you know, and they're not the type of people that have concealed pistol licenses either because they probably don't qualify. But you know what? For us urban and suburban folks, a gun range is the way to go.
Now, you're in Detroit where you wear, especially during the winter, you wear a whole bunch of layers of clothing. Do you adjust the way you carry depending on your layers and the way you're having to dress due to weather?
You know, that is a very good question, especially since the weather is changing. I'm not sure what the weather is like where you are, but it's starting to get cold here in Detroit, man. And, you know, I look at, you know, this season we're in now, for me, it's like flannel pullover season. You know, I got on, you know, a bunch of pullovers, and you know how I carry it. You know, you want to make sure that if you're carrying a bunch of layers of clothing that you can actually get at your actual firearm. You know, how you're carrying an overcoat over your under layers. Are you now putting, you know, guns in your outer, you know, pocket? And of course, if you have a gun in a pocket, I'm always going to recommend that you have that gun in a pocket holster. Sometimes some people are actually surprised to know that there is such a thing as a pocket holster. You just don't throw a gun in your pocket.
Right.
Throw a gun in your pocket with a pocket holster.
You don't want nothing in that trigger guard, so yes.
Yeah, I mean, because if, you know, you're in a really cold environment and you're really layered up pretty good and you got your gun literally buried under, you know, several, you know, iterations of clothing, man, the last thing you want to do is have to, you know, go through a little fight thing with yourself to try to actually get at your gun. So for me, you know, I usually wear, you know, like a fleece pullover, you know, with a coat, and the coat is not zipped up, you know, it's not restricting my ability to get under my fleece pullover and go for my gun.
There you go.
So that works for me, you know, and if you want to try something else where you actually have the gun in your outer pocket in a pocket holster, that's another solution that might work for you as well. But when it gets cold, yeah, things get to be a little more challenging. The offset, too, though, is that when it's cold and you're wearing those extra layers, you know, for people who are really sensitive as to whether they're actually printing through their clothes, that's not so much a concern when you contrast it with 100-degree weather and it's sweltering and it's hot and humid. And you're like, man, oh, man, what am I going to wear and stay cool and be able to conceal a gun.
Do you change guns and carry a bigger gun? Do you carry the same gun? Do you change ammo because somebody's wearing more layers?
My gun is my everyday gun, man. I keep a full-size gun with me at all times. It's literally my everyday carry gun. But you know what? I take into account that everyone is different. And let me tell you, and it really happens in phases and in waves. You know, when you first start out in this whole gun ownership, carrying a gun, getting a concealed carry thing, you know, you're just a one person. You only have one gun. And then before you know it, you got a winter gun, you got a summer gun, you got a fall gun, you got a gun for cookouts, you got a gun for formal occasions, you know, you have a gun for everything. But just starting out that very first gun, things are really simple. But as you advance and you really learn what it is that you like in a firearm, in a handgun, you know, a lot of times some of the things that people learn in their first training about guns, you know, it's kind of esoteric. It kind of just glosses their eyes over. But with experience and with carrying a gun every day, you start to see some of the limitations that were made based upon some first decisions that you made when selecting that first gun. So, you know, you learn as you go, but it's always best if you learn it and nail it and get it right the first time. But you know what? It's like a disease. You're probably going to buy a second gun anyway.
Sure.
And you know what? And we all talk and we communicate in social media, you know, on all the gun pages and the gun channels. And we all talk about our guns, and some of them start posting pictures, and I carry this gun when I go, you know, on the weekends, and this gun is where I carry the formal events. It's a gun literally for everything, but that's all going to be predicated on your budget. But
yep.
You know what? If you're really into guns, man, you'll get a second job, right?
Right. We're running out of time, Rick. We're running out of time, so Mr. Hector will be back. We're going to have more urban self-defense with him as we go along. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so very much for having me, and I look forward to the next time.
Very good, sir. Coming up next, author and activist Dean Weingarten from Ammo Land and Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.